You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about leaving school. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker says they felt on their last day at school. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I don't think I've ever felt as happy as the day I left school. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy it. I just wanted to get on with life. I'd done pretty well on the whole, and my teacher said some really positive things about my work, so I knew I'd cope with the literature degree I was going on to do. I was looking forward to being able to focus on a single subject. In fact, I was so keen to get going I didn't even want to take my well-earned summer break. I felt strange leaving the place I'd made so many memories in with my friends, though.
Speaker 2.
School was okay, but I wouldn't say it was the best time of my life. I kept my head down and managed to get all the certificates I needed, even in chemistry, which was my weakest subject, so I was pleased about that one. On my last day, it was like my friends and I were never going to see each other again. We were going to the same college, though. So I think we were just upset about moving on. It was a bit scary going from somewhere your teachers kept an eye on you to somewhere where you were responsible for your own study.
Speaker 3.
I made the most of my time at school and worked hard. My friends were going on to college, but I was happy with my decision to go into employment instead. In fact, I couldn't wait for the independence I knew it would provide me with. Not that I wouldn't have gone on to do more study if I'd known what to do. I didn't really mind doing it. I was sad to say goodbye to some of my teachers at our leaving ceremony, especially those who'd been particularly encouraging. But I got the qualifications I needed, and I was off to get on with my future.
Speaker 4.
I remember my last day at school very clearly. I arrived late and was really worried about missing part of our award ceremony. That was where, at my school anyway, they handed out prizes for people who'd done particularly well at school. I was amazed when my history teacher called out my name for the history prize. I hadn't come top of the year or anything like that, but my teacher said she wanted to give me recognition for having put in so much effort in class. It was a proud moment. And it made me think twice about my decision not to study history on my university course.
Speaker 5.
I decided to have a break from studying after school, even though I was looking forward to eventually going to university. I'd hoped to go travelling for a while before I started my degree course, but even though we'd planned everything carefully, the friend I was supposed to go with backed out at the last minute. And I was left wondering what else I could do. It ruined my last day at school, as I was so disappointed when he told me. You can imagine that I was less than thrilled when I later realised I'd have to get a job for a year, though I did save some money.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I don't think I've ever felt as happy as the day I left school. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy it. I just wanted to get on with life. I'd done pretty well on the whole, and my teacher said some really positive things about my work, so I knew I'd cope with the literature degree I was going on to do. I was looking forward to being able to focus on a single subject. In fact, I was so keen to get going I didn't even want to take my well-earned summer break. I felt strange leaving the place I'd made so many memories in with my friends, though.
Speaker 2.
School was okay, but I wouldn't say it was the best time of my life. I kept my head down and managed to get all the certificates I needed, even in chemistry, which was my weakest subject, so I was pleased about that one. On my last day, it was like my friends and I were never going to see each other again. We were going to the same college, though, so I think we were just upset about moving on. It was a bit scary going from somewhere your teachers kept an eye on you to somewhere where you were responsible for your own study.
Speaker 3.
I made the most of my time at school and worked hard. My friends were going on to college, but I was happy with my decision to go into employment instead. In fact, I couldn't wait for the independence I knew it would provide me with. Not that I wouldn't have gone on to do more study if I'd known what to do. I didn't really mind doing it. I was sad to say goodbye to some of my teachers at our leaving ceremony, especially those who'd been particularly encouraging. But I got the qualifications I needed, and I was off to get on with my future.
Speaker 4.
I remember my last day at school very clearly. I arrived late and was really worried about missing part of our award ceremony. That was where, at my school anyway, they handed out prizes for people who'd done particularly well at school. I was amazed when my history teacher called out my name for the history prize. I hadn't come top of the year or anything like that, but my teacher said she wanted to give me recognition for having put in so much effort in class. It was a proud moment, and it made me think twice about my decision not to study history on my university course.
Speaker 5.
I decided to have a break from studying after school, even though I was looking forward to eventually going to university. I'd hoped to go travelling for a while before I started my degree course, but even though we'd planned everything carefully, the friend I was supposed to go with backed out at the last minute, and I was left wondering what else I could do. It ruined my last day at school, as I was so disappointed when he told me. You can imagine that I was less than thrilled when I later realised I'd have to get a job for a year, though I did save some money.
That is the end of part 3.